Guten Morgen. Guten blüten Morgen. Butter.
Buenos dias.
Sup.
Thought today was Wednesday. It's not.
It's Friday.
Yeah, that's funny. That's what happened. Just totally what skipped day is ahead. It?
Thursday.
It's Thursday here.
It's Thursday. Yeah.
Went to feed the dog. Here. I don't know if you have one of those little things, because we can't remember which day it is. And if we fed the dog, it like a little toggle to flip it off. And I was like, wait a second. It's not Thursday. Yes, it is.
My dogs tell me if I haven't fed them. They implode.
So do mine. Scream. But yeah. They also do if they have been, she has been fed. Treat each parent. How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good, I think. Yep. Good week. Yep.
I like I'm off just today.
Been sitting here all week, quoting, tappity-tappity. That's all I've done.
You got a look of like, maybe like a unfortunate like world news, but you look like kind of a bomber from like the World War II days with your hoodie on tight and your big...
Yeah. I feel like I'm about to be, what's it called?
Sent in,
dropped in, yeah.
Sent out.
Yes. No,
Cheetos
good.
Blues.
Who's a cheeto? Good week. I've just been glued to my quoting desk like a good boy. Like a good boy. Getting all the quotes done.
Good boy.
Woof. And yes, it's been okay. I really haven't done much else. Other than some incidental robot AI shenanigans. But yeah, good week of quotes. I think I quoted about 65K of work this week. So building some momentum. Pleasing. I've dropped the ball. I realized I was swinging to one of my agents early in the week about Monday about how I've lost all my sort of structures around like sales, follow-ups. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to be so diligent with like following up every week on previous leads to check right. in, see how they're going, and nurturing. I haven't done any of that stuff. Yeah, I've been so slack.
Yeah, I don't follow up anymore. I just don't.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean.
Fair enough. I'd gotten to a pattern of not as well at all. So yeah, trying to inject some discipline back into me this week. Because, yeah, we need it. Web sales are still kind of sluggish. So it all comes down to me getting enough quotes out the door. Same old.
I'm going to be that hardline business friend of, if that's the case, shouldn't you be hiring somebody to make that work better? Like if it's that critical and you're making that much money on quotes?
Would they just hold me to account? Is that their job? I've had one of those before.
Or do the quoting, you know, your tag team with him at least. Like focuses more on it. Because, I mean, you're probably good at it, but... Are you better
Dang at good.
Making the other things work? You see my conversion rate?
You seen my conversion rate, boy? Yeah. It's at 86% right now. I'm happy with that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I know. I don't want more people.
Overhead.
I mean, I love people, but yeah, overhead sucks. But speaking of hiring,
I mean, yeah. Oh, you're
tell me more.
Off. You don't want to answer the question. Tell me about yours. You can tell me.
I'll loop back.
Yeah. Right from breakfast.
Or on YouTube, remember?
I got a screw here. That'll help. Yeah. That's why I keep these screws on my desk. Clean my teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I I saw it the fifth or sixth day in a row. Ricky was like, did you order that stuff yet? And he's always super nice about it. And I was like, gosh, no, I didn't order that stuff yet.
Gosh.
And just, you know, similar, like a week plus behind on just like responding to people that want quotes. And I don't know. It just feels I'm kind of terminally way behind on too many things. And I think it's been a long enough time that I felt like the need to hire somebody was prudent. And so I threw all that. I took literally all of my history of my bank account. That was just like the easiest way. I took all the transactions and just gave it to my Profit First agent and gave it my, I mean, it's like, what's it going to do with transactions? You know, it's supposed to be private anyway. It's like, it's not GPT.
Zing.
Zing. It's not the NSA. So it, you know, if his first response was like, oh, no, your burn rate's way too much. And I was like, wait, no, like correct these few things. We sold a machine. We made some extra purchases that we wouldn't have, you know, correct for this. And it was like, oh, no, actually, you're right. I did all these analysis and it's like, I think this is pretty prudent. So, yeah, we're going to try to hire for a shop coordinator, which is like similar to like an office manager, trying to find somebody to help with email, communication, calls, scheduling, purchasing, office, you know, unicorn.
Yeah, so first port of call for new inquiries, like this person, they'll like a fresh customer. This is the first person they'll hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Customer support. I mean, we just get, at this point, which I mentioned, the start of the year, our orders really picked up. The average order value dropped to about half, which was interesting, but we've basically doubled our order volume since the start of the year. And that means the revenue's gone up too a little bit, but it's not like as much. It hasn't doubled. That'd be crazy. We would definitely need to hire at that point. But Ricky's kept up all right. I haven't. Kind of paired with my personal like family needs, sicknesses and stuff, just, you know, normal sickness. Not like big sickness. So I'm just feeling constantly behind, and it just feels prudent looking for somebody. It could be potentially remote, but it doesn't seem the best fit right now.
Full time.
It could be part time, but that's, I think it would be full time. I'm always mostly interested in like, can I find the right person? So I don't like to, for sure, that it has to be that.
But. No, I don't mean that. I mean, like, is that your sense of it? Like, you want someone ideal, of course, find the right person, see what they can do. But, like, your sense of it is that it's a full-time role?
It'd be kind of hard to do part-time because the point of it to me is to be, like, I'm not going to say on-call, but, like, would you want, like, we have 911 here, right? It's like the emergency line. It's like, would you want them to be part-time? It's not really like that urgent, but if the point is that you're the first person to touch the communication, it's a little tough to be part-time at that point. So I don't know if it made sense, but probably full-time.
Yeah. Cool. I like your idea of dumping finances into a Profit First agent. I haven't built a Profit First agent. I need to do that.
I forget what. Oh, it was when I was buying the YC or the shop tape. Jeez, there's a few weird slips. I was buying the UMC. I was just like trying to refactor all of the percentages and stuff. And I was like, this is, I thought you had mentioned you had a Profit First agent. You don't?
No, I've never built one.
Oh.
Not a dedicated one.
I was inspired, I think, at the time because you were saying you had so many different ones, and I had like two. I had like AirDrop and PDX CNC, and I was like, maybe I should split one off. And so I made one that's supposed to just focus on our Profit First. So it mostly just thinks about trying to split up the percentages better. And so the last time I had refactored it was like September, so it'd been quite a while. Maybe something like that, I forget. But leasing the next door space and then the sublease. And just a lot of stuff had changed. And I was like, all right, let's fix this. Cause I was doing a lot of manual transfers to like make my credit card payment out of my OpEx account. I was like, this is dumb. Like the money's there. It's just in the wrong accounts. You know, some are too high and it's useful. It's nice to just dump it out. And then it does better than my accounting software at giving me like useful profitability and change regulation, like the trends and stuff.
Seems like it. You're not in zero, are you? You're in something else, QuickBooks. You are zero.
I refuse to use Intuit products.
Ah, that's right. Yep. I've been in reconciling hole this week. That was something I did this week. It's not fun. I'm sick of reconciling. It just feels like lowest common denominator work right now. It's like, Laura and I were both there, like working till midnight on reconciling. And it's because we're behind, but it still has to be done.
You don't have any special reason, right? Because you don't have taxes or anything right now, do you?
Yeah, we do. Quarterly.
So I thought you were...
We got a report every quarter.
I see.
Some stuff is monthly, like payroll tax is monthly, and then GST is quarterly, and then annual. But anyway, so yeah, we've fallen into this pattern where we kind of leave it all unreconciled until quarterly tax time, and then
we're up all night.
I know, me too. Just falling out. Anyway, I was doing it. I was like, this is. Like, why? Why is this not automatic? And Xero's got a so-called auto reconciler these days, but like...
Yeah, I saw that. I do not trust it.
I turned it on for 2 seconds. I was like, oh, this is crap. And also like from a tax auditing perspective, like we're supposed to attach every invoice to every transaction. Like you need a tax invoice. Oh. Uploaded and attached, and the auto reconciler is not going to do that. It's just going to blast through. It's not going to trawl through Gmail looking for that invoice or the box of paper receipts. So yeah, I was doing a bit of research last night on like whether I can combine some MCPs instead of reconciling. Laura was reconciling diligently and I was sitting there like researching MCPs of how can I connect this to that and get that to upload there and blah blah blah.
Jim's got open call on the case. Oh, would you like to access my Xero? Oh yes, please.
Stupid open claw. It's useless.
I don't know. It's progressively gotten worse. And I think it's gotten worse because of product sales. And the more I've purchased more and sold more, because like those transactions are more frequent, even in like bulk transfers than job shop sales were. Like that was 10 transactions a week, not like 50. Especially add in profit first, right? And it's like, sure, they're linked, but you still got to go through them and check them off. The more accounts you have, the more things to reconcile. And I'd talk to our newish accountant last year about like bookkeeping. I've never paid for a bookkeeping person, but that's kind of also on the lines of like if this new hire, maybe I don't know, it's just like if their skill set's there, they've done it before, maybe they'll help bookkeep. That'd be really great and not have to outsource that. But I think I'm at that point because I am hundreds and hundreds of transactions behind, and like Aaron was just like, you need to get our taxes done for 25, and I was like, I don't have a week to do transactions. Like, when am I going to do it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a good little side job for someone in that shop coordinator role. Like, it's not hard to reconcile and keep that stuff up to date.
Well, like, I was talking to Ricky about it yesterday because I was telling him, oh, I think we're going to hire somebody who's like, and I was lamenting, like, you know, I know you've been asking me to buy stuff for the last 7 days or something and I haven't done it. And he's like, well, do you just want me to start buying stuff? And I was like, well, here's the deal. Buying stuff is easy. It's the tracking, it's the accounting that like is killer. Mm-hmm. And sure, like I want to keep the things rolling, but also if more people are buying things and not putting them into accounting software, like it's only worse. Like it's only going to exacerbate that problem. So I don't know. People, this is not an unsolvable problem. I just need to make a decision, I think, which way to go about it.
Well, what's exciting? Hiring is always exciting and daunting and all the things. So that's cool. And I liked your job ad.
Yeah.
With you like teleporting through an illegal doorway just to like.
It's very dynamic. Somewhat legal.
I've lost your audio. Where did you go? Shit.
No. Faint, hello? Justin.
Yeah.
Yep.
Headphones just put themselves to sleep.
Oh, so Dylan's muffs aren't so good.
These muffs suck. Dylan.
Dylan. Dylan.
Dylan. That was a great song. Great song.
I can't wait till we put out our first record.
What the hell? I may have listened to it about 10 times whilst cooking dinner. Can you send it to me?
Do the kids hear it?
No. It's all in my headphones, baby.
I don't think there's anything too lewd in it that I don't remember.
No.
I'm watching Ricky. We got pallet racks up finally. We added two new ones, one where the mill room used to be and then one next to the UMC. And it's like kind of like watching magic happen as I glance up. And now there's like so much floor space by the UMC. It just like used to be able to not walk over there. So we were waiting for the rack to get organized, basically.
Awesome.
It's lovely.
Wow. So a fun thing happened this week. On Monday, I decided it was a good time to start riding my bike to work again, now that it's not as stupidly hot. And rode to work in very heavy rain on Monday morning. And I had my phone in my pocket. Raincoat did not protect said phone. And far out. Lost your audio again. Gonna have to pause. Please hold.
Hear myself in Australia. Australians will know what this is. Make it loop. Holy moly. You know what that is?
No. How did you get hold music?
I wonder if the Australians know what that is. That's the Jeopardy hold music song.
No, I do not know what that is.
I was wondering. Jeopardy is a oldish but pretty famous like TV show game that a guy named Alex Trebek hosted for a long time, and it's like a quiz game and you have to answer in a question. It's confusing.
Okay.
Like, what is elephants?
It's a daily cash prize of $1,000 and fuck no shit. Call now and play phone Jeopardy.
Did you run out of battery?
Yep. Live on the air. Ran out of battery. Thanks, Dylan.
Dylan.
Anyway, long story short. Phone got flooded in my pocket. Dead phone. I've had kind of been phoneless all week, and it's been very annoying, obviously, in some respects, but mainly it's been delightful.
You bricked it, baby.
Proper bricked it.
What phone did you have? Not to get into details, but
iPhone 15 Pro.
It's not waterproof?
No, because I smashed the glass years ago. Doing some parkour. So I smashed my phone parkouring and
that makes more sense
now. Speed smashed for a long time. But I think maybe I'm going to put some of my quoting success this week down to bricked phone, because it was just like I was more focused.
Oh, my
it
goodness.
It was good.
Yeah.
And I was fantasizing about dumb phone, and I kind of didn't lose that much functionality because, laptop does so much now in terms of iMessage, normal message. You know, I can FaceTime audio. I was still calling important people I needed to call. And yep. I reckon like 90% of my clients are in the Apple ecosystem anyway. So I was like, it was pretty seamless, but I just didn't have this little pocket distraction.
Pocket distraction.
It was really nice. Anyway. Got me fantasizing about dumb phones again.
Get yourself a flip phone.
Flip. Flip. Yep. Dig out my old Nokia shark fin. What were they called? They were great phones.
Nokia shark fin.
Oh, the R310. Ooh, used to have one of
those.
Oh
my goodness. Why does it have such a big nub?
That was a great phone. I loved that phone.
I've never seen this before. Is this like specific to Australia?
Yeah. It's designed to survive crocodiles. Yeah.
It's okay. In case the roo comes after you, it just bites the nib at the top off.
Yum. I've still got one somewhere.
Do they bite?
I wonder if it still works.
They bite.
Kangaroos do not bite, no.
They just kick the crap out of you.
Yeah. Boxing. Yeah. And I saw you stole a bandsaw off the back of a truck somewhere in Seattle.
I did.
Tell me
more. I've been on the hunt. Considered buying one new and talked myself off that ledge because they are $6,000 plus somewhere close to $1,000 a ship, shipping, freight. It's like $800, $700. But I don't know. I talked about it here. We upgraded our saw from a 4x6 horizontal bandsaw that I got in the pandemic when we first got the mill. We was like, we need something to cut metal. I bought it off like Craigslist on like some, basically an estate. Somebody had died and their like dad had it. We ended up getting a 7x12 jet that was basically new. And I was like, this is going to solve all, you know, this is going to solve so many problems. And immediately it was like let down, like, oh no, it actually broke pretty early on. They had a warranty guy come out and fix it. And it just like makes these terrible noises. No matter how we align it and track it, and the blade doesn't break, but it's still manual. So I was looking for, you know, lusting after the auto saws. And I see a lot of people that have good success finding like 20 or 30 year old machines that are like giant industrial auto saws. It's the clamps, and then it feeds and sets some kind of distance. But anyway, long story short, I finally just like out of nowhere, I've only seen one ever come up on like local Craigslist or Facebook, and this guy in Seattle area had one, and I was like, I'll take it. It was like a third of the price. I got it for $2,400, and they are, yeah, $7,000 new. So I spent the day on Tuesday driving up to get it and back, and haven't plugged it in yet, but I tried it when I was there. It's should be great.
How long was that drive?
Way too long. 3.5 hours up, and I left at 2 and got back at 6.
Yeah, okay.
4 hours back. Yeah, I hate driving in Seattle so much.
That's
why we left.
Oh, that's right. You used to be there.
That makes
sense. So this is for cutting, like, pre-cutting stock on, like, if you're making your tool holder, upstand, thingies.
Pretty much any product will be cut.
For the mill.
All of our existing products get cut from bar stock, and it's the cheapest to buy it just in bars and fastest. So I can usually deliver it, like, next day.
Yeah.
And so you can pay more to have it cut for you. It usually takes a few more days. And I do that sometimes, but not often. And I don't know. Even when you have a little bit of like extra stock around, it's like it's just really hard to justify somebody standing there to like every 2 minutes going over to like reset it up. But for basically being able to trade one for the other and get an automatic feed cutting, like it can, they tout like, oh, it can cut 999 pieces in a row. And you're like, yeah. I don't know what stick is that long, but I'll do 20. I'll be happy to do 20 in a row, you know?
Yeah, cool.
So it'll be good. Excited for it. It came with this really nice, like, it came from a startup that, like, used it for a little while, and then they, I guess, gave it to this guy who worked there, I'm guessing. He said he got it for a deal from his startup, but I'm guessing they're just like, can you get this out of here?
Yeah, and right, okay.
It came with this nice roller table that fits with it, that connects kind of like my conveyor belt that we have. We almost filled that thing up the other day with orders over the weekend.
I saw that photo. I was very impressed. It's like, look at Justin and his conveyor belt. Look at him go. Sheesh.
We saved like 30 steps. Jokes. It always makes the UPS guy happy. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
Did I say what the saw was? Did I just ramble about other stuff?
Tomac. Or do I just know
Tormac.
That?
Tormac. AF50 plus.
Tormac AF50 plus. Well, yeah, one of those. Cool.
John was asking about...
What was I going to say? Oh, just step reduction. John was asking about adding a chatter sink to the pencil sharpener yesterday. So he can not get up from his desk, which is 6 feet from the pencil sharpener. I was like, yeah, let's do it. Love those things. I've been meaning to do this for ages. Because John is an AI native, I would say. Like he's a user. An abuser.
He's a user of AI, aren't we all?
Oh, no, we're not all. Not everyone is. There are people in my life who are not at all. And then I have staff who don't engage with it at all. But John is someone who has engaged with it and does regularly at work. But he's just been using his own, like, personal ChattyG account.
Same.
Both of us deleted our ChatGPT accounts this week in protest. Mm-hmm. And so that triggered me to sort of do something that I've wanted to do for ages, which is get John either into Sim Theory or into Cursor. And we were talking about it. I was like, I reckon I'm going to get you into Cursor because given what you do work-wise, dealing with post-processors and G-code and stuff, maybe it's a better environment. Gave him access lunchtime yesterday. By the end of the day, he comes in looking very smug and pleased with himself.
I've replaced myself.
Having made... he made a Python app that automatically generates G-code, posts it straight to the machine for whatever size carton we need. So he digested all these CAM programs out of Fusion and taught, Cursor and then revalidated and validated and validated with different size cartons until he was confident that it was working well. And so he's got this sweet little Python app now in his computer where he just punches in the dimensions of the carton and the NC file's already on the machine. His hits run. He's got like custom size cardboard box. It's like, hell yeah. That's so good.
That's about as easy as it, not to downplay it in at least, because I've thought about this before there was AI tools. I was like, I've got to be able to make like a generator for cardboard back when before we had the laser.
And
wanted that exact thing. And I was like, these are so, it's just go-to moves and like a 1Z move for our crappy drag knife, but that's cool.
Yeah, sure.
Easier but with your type of knife.
All the slot and tab geometry, though, that has to be extrapolated and scaled and still work. And
yeah.
Cardboard folds and everything.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I was really impressed. I thought, Yeah, what an awesome use case. And yeah. If you're doing that on...
I didn't mean to make it sound like it was easy.
No. If you're doing that on day one of having access to this software, I'm excited about where this is going.
Right.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I've resisted paying for team accounts or for Ricky to have an account. He's gotten plenty out of, actually, our, like you had said, our Gemini workspace account. I think they may have cut it off. I think we were getting it and now we're not getting it or something. I don't even know. I don't pay additional for it for him for anything, but he's gotten so much out of the free versions without hitting any limits that I've just been like, he's not coding necessarily, but I wonder if there is a lot of power in team accounts. And both of us just were messaging about, you know, I haven't deleted my GPT, but I quit the subscription, you know, for ethical reasons, but also it just was feeling not as useful as it had been, and was like, all right, I'd listened to a lot of stuff about Claude and I was like, let's see what this is like. So it's the same payment, $20 a month. Uh-huh. And so far I'm impressed at how many, like, they call them extensions and different aspects you can add to the, even the Mac desktop app so far. So it's like, it's got different modes. I haven't had time to play with it at all, but I was wondering, as you're saying that, if the team, like Claude accounts, might make sense. But if the cursor thing is killing it, then do that too.
Yeah. And like, obviously cursor can't do everything, but I've been really leaning into it lately to use it. I just find it so bloody thorough. And the fact that it can work with local files and terminal is just, I feel like it's a real advantage over the sort of chat interface of like SimTheory or whatever.
Right.
So like the other day I dumped in Cursor, I dumped in all of my like insurance documents and insurance policies and had it run like a deep analysis of like my insurance situation for home and work, and then kind of role played out different scenarios. And it's just, I find it so thorough for that sort of work.
Mm-hmm.
And because of its ability to reference and save and update local files, I don't know, just I like it. I've been doing that a bit more, using it in that way. And like, I was making a master document during the week of like, kind of circling back to that concept that we've chatted about a little bit, of like Grasshopper being so convoluted for robot programming, kind of like what John just did with the cardboard box cartons. Why can't I just bypass CAD CAM completely and just come up with some really solid rules that a large language model can interpret reliably, not necessarily generate code from scratch, but sort of easily extrapolate and solve and clean up and workshop with rapid code for the robots. And anyway, so I dumped in all this stuff into Cursor and sort of came up with this like really thorough 1500 line MD file, which hopefully, I haven't actually tested it yet, should be able to sort of produce really robust, good rapid code. We'll see. But I guess the concept being that I can continue to just iterate in that same Cursor workspace and like be like, cool.
Yeah.
These file names were a problem. Let's update the rules around that and make sure that that's implemented properly next time, and just continue to like improve. Where it feels like a chat interface, if you're not working with local files, like the context gets bloated and too long and you start to lose, unless you're sort of refreshing context by re-dumping in sort of files regularly. I feel like things kind of get lost and bloated in a normal chat.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Cursor has project-based rules, which it ignores all the time.
Does it?
There's, it You know, you have like global rules too. Probably better is, well, kind of in, you know, coordination is making like .md files that are like documents for itself, and it references those kind of things. And I was just thinking about how if you made some type of local app, your programming app, let's call it, you could probably almost certainly use some type of library to have previews of what's actually happening, kind of like you do in like a 3D sense of referencing the files. I would assume so, because it's just, I mean, WebGL stuff has been around for 10 or 15 years now, and it's, I think you'd have to potentially run it like a web app, but it wouldn't be a big deal. I don't think you'd even have to like host it to use it if you have a decent local network.
WebGL, cool, okay.
And Cursor's really good, or Claude or something, just have it look up.
Yeah.
You know, do the plan or ask step and say, what am I, I'm looking to be able to reference these rigged robot files, and I want them to be, you know, give it what you want. And I'm sure there's something, because there's a lot of different types of packages that allow you to view 3D files. I don't know about continue making them rigged. I'm sure there's got to be game engines and stuff that use different things like that. It's, I think you can replace it. I bet in a week you come back and you're like, I'm done. John, you did it.
Well, yeah, that's more likely. Yeah, it's pretty appealing. I would like to sink myself into that for a week. That'd be a great time.
Yeah. This week in Airshop, I added bulk imports for contacts and organizations. So there's inventory items, contacts, organizations. So you can bring all your stuff in. And there's also, I think currently just exports for items, but the exports will come too if you want to dump your stuff out. And a bunch of other fixes. I've been trying to be better about like, did I lose you again?
No, I'm still yes.
Okay. I was like looking up at the map in front of me. I looked back down. I was like, there's no gem. He must hate this conversation.
I was still listening.
A bunch of other fixes. I've been trying to get better about making like a regular, like, you know how apps have like, what are they called? Like latest updates, like posts, change logs. I've got a running version of that for myself, but I haven't made it public anywhere. But yeah, there's a lot of changes, a lot of updates. Billing is almost done, like being able to charge people for quotes. Got it built out. The UI looks really good. I just need to like test that it actually charges people. Finish that last step. Since like, oh yeah, charge them, and then it's like nothing goes through.
Yeah, cool.
Nice progress.
Yeah, awesome. How much time is it consuming at the moment?
Every night.
Yeah.
Spent one good portion of one of the days too this week messing with a bunch of stuff. I forget, fixing some quote builder. It was like not respecting like just little things that people start using it. You're like, oh, that nuance. All right.
Yeah. There must be so many little things like that. That's kind of the thing that blows me away the most with what you've built is just like the vast number of like little things that don't quite work that need to be problem solved and work through.
Yeah. It says
I really want to go and build a profit first agent now. Thanks for that.
Agent. Mm-hmm.
Distraction. But it is my Friday, so I will go and be the school bus for kiddos and things and stuff. What's on for your day?
You're making this little sign to remind yourself to upload. I could hear the marker. And I was like, yeah, what is he doing over there?
It's a I've nice... written, I've written a, a shine to myself sitting on the laptop so I don't like shut the laptop like I did last time and walk away before the episode had finished uploading.
Saved it.
I know.
Woo! Can you imagine any of our old janky systems making that work in the past days for Riverside? Like, no way. I think I solved the weird echo problem too, and I think the Bomb Johns need to. I don't know if they use. I think they use something else, but they have this problem too. Something's inducing echo, and I've checked the echo cancellation on my side, and I didn't hear it at all last time. So,
yep.
I don't know what's causing that because you're wearing very isolated headphones. I'm wearing in-ear headphones. How the hell is it creating echo?
Surely it can't be leaking.
No.
Could be a Riverside issue. I've other podcasts I listen to that I know use Riverside where they have echo leaking issues.
It's very confusing to me. I don't understand how that's possible, but
no.
Whatever they're doing, a little weird. Maybe there's like a million files and they're just like crisscrossing like a river.
Yeah.
The river of audio.
Okay.
How long is your job ad up for? When are you going to close it? To just open until you find the right person?
I've got one applicant in the last 12 hours or whatever it's been. Yeah, 15 hours. I was just debating whether or not I like go all out and like do paid ads and put it all over the web. And there's like so many different platforms you could put it on now that it's just, I made an Instagram post. It's on our website and I put it on LinkedIn so far. It's all that it is.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's laziness or just like, I don't know, I'll find the right person. And you start to drag on a little while and you're like, maybe I should just paid more and had it in more places.
Well, good luck.
It will be up for the show, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It would be really weird if it wasn't. Why even talk about it?
I already had.
Too late.
Problem solved. Bye.
Ring a ding ding.
Okay. See you.
Okay.
Has a good day.
Oh, daddy.
Ding.
Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Alex. Today's categories: wet circuits, heavy iron, and why Aussies don't watch TV, Justin. You have control of the board. I'll take rainy days for 400. This device took a bath in a raincoat pocket while Jem was riding through a storm. Buzzer sound. What is a bricked iPhone 15 Pro? Correct. Now, I know the Australians in the audience are confused. Yes, we actually have rules on this show. Keep up, mates. Software solutions for 800. The name of the A environment John used to build a G-code box generator in a single afternoon. Buzzer sound. What is cursor? Right, you are. Justin, you didn't even have to drive to Seattle for that one.
Check the clock, watch the ticker. Who's the winner? Daily double in the shop. No time for dinner. Answering the question, keep you cool and stay horuntal. If the muffs don't work, we're going full soporific.
Bargain hunting for 1,000. This automatic bandsaw was snagged for 1/3 of the price near the Space Needle.
Buzzer sounds.
What is the Tormach AF50 Plus? Yes. Jim, why are you looking at me like that? Is it because I haven't mentioned a kangaroo yet? Focus, please. Category. Accounting. This task keeps the shop owners up until midnight every single quarter. Think carefully.
Carefully.
What is zero reconciliation? That's all the time we have. Jim, Justin, try to stay dry and keep your receipts. Good night.
Record scratch night.